Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, this is Alex, and I have a potential customer for the hair relaxer. Her name is Jacqueline Johnson, and her phone number is 817-347-0857. Okay?
Okay, thank you so
She's on
much.
the other line with me. I'm just going to connect her with you, okay? Thank you so much,
Okay.
sir.
Very good, thank you. Hello, Jacqueline, are you there?
Yes, this is you.
Hi, Jacqueline. My name is Brandon. I am going to be your intake specialist today. And mind you, this is a recorded line. So I'm assuming that you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to actually participate in this hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I want to make sure I have your name correct. I know he explained it to me, but I have Jacqueline Johnson.
Correct.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
817-347-0857.
0857. Okay, thank you so much. All right, now, when it comes to this lawsuit in general, have you spoken to any attorneys at all?
No.
Not at all. Okay, and have you ever signed any documents regarding it?
No.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you that was using the hair straightening chemicals, or was it a loved one?
Myself.
It was yourself. Okay. And this was within the last 20 years, correct?
All right.
Okay. So, now, when it comes to the type of cancer that you were diagnosed with, was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
It was ovarian. Okay. I'm very sorry to hear that. Do you by any chance know the subtype?
You say the subtype?
Yeah. It's okay if you don't.
I think that's too long.
Yeah, most of the subtypes have very long names and such, but it's okay if you don't know it. So it is you who's going to be filing the claim. When were you first diagnosed, if I may ask?
When I was diagnosed in December.
Okay. December of what year?
2023.
2023. Okay, so it's been almost 2 years now. Well, I would say a year and a half. Okay, got it. And do you know what day in December, or just in general, it was in December?
I'm probably like around was like the mid, probably like the 17th or 18th of December.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put down 17 for the time being. So we have December 17th, 2023. It was when you were diagnosed. Give me one second here. Okay. And what was your doctor's name who diagnosed you?
Dr. Brian Welch.
Dr. Ron Welch.
Brian.
Ron Welch. Did you say Brian or Ron?
Brian. Brian.
Brian. Got it. Okay. Dr. Brian Welch. And Welch, I'm assuming it's spelled Weltch. Might be incorrect.
Welsh.
SH. I see it. Welsh. Okay, got it. Okay. Dr. Brian Welsh was your diagnosing doctor. And what hospital were you diagnosed at?
Baylor, University Medical Center.
Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas.
Correct.
I see it. Okay, give me one second here. All right. And does this address sound familiar? 801 North Hall Street, Dallas, Texas?
3500 Gaston Avenue.
3500 Gaston Avenue.
Correct.
I see, I see. Okay, so that's the correct address for the hospital. Perfect. Got it. Okay, and I do have a phone number here for the University Medical Center. You wouldn't happen to have your diagnosing doctor's phone number, do you?
214-879-8585.
Okay. 8585.
Correct.
Okay, got that down. Thank you for that. Okay, got it. And you were first diagnosed here in Fort Worth, correct? In Texas. Okay, got it. Give me one second here. I'm just going to go ahead and take a look, make sure all my addresses are correct. Okay, good. Yes, so we have everything correct here. Now, have you, this is a random question, but have you ever lived in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, sir.
Okay, good. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
You said that I use it like in between four. What? Repeat that question for
Yeah,
me, sir.
sorry, I know it's a very filled question. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand, so it doesn't matter which brand, more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
It was like 7 to 8 times within a year.
7 to 8 times a year. I see. Okay.
Correct.
Got it. And so it was 7 to 8 times a year. How many years did you use it for?
Like 7.
About 7 years.
Correct.
Okay, for 7 years. I'm just going to do some math on this. Okay, got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
12/27/75.
1975. I see.
Correct.
Okay, so your birthday is also in December. Okay. And in the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry, I know that's also a random question, but I do have to ask just to make sure.
It's
Some of
okay.
these questions might be redundant, but I'll try to get through them as quickly as possible.
It's okay, you're okay.
Okay. And on the side, do you know any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers of the same types that you used?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's fine. Got it. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxers in general?
Oh, I was like young, like probably not when I was old enough to even start doing my own hair.
Right. Or maybe around like, I don't know, 16,
Don't
17.
need probably by eight. It's probably like 17, 18.
17, 18 years old. Okay, I'll just put
Yeah.
18. Okay. And when you were 18 years old, what state did you live in?
In Texas.
Oh, it's still in Texas. I see. Were you born and raised?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Got it. And when you first started using hair relaxer, what year was it when you were 18?
Oh, when I was 18, I was, ooh, baby, do this mathematics. So, dang. So, let me see. Why you gotta do this mathematics? You know,
I'm
we
sorry, I'm
got to
sorry.
do my little
I'll help
thing.
you, I'll
So
help
I
you
was
here.
18. So 18 years from now, from that would be
1993, I think.
here's 75, then 85 is 10, then plus Timo, look, that
Yeah, I think
would be
93. I'm
15.
pretty sure.
I think he was close by, right?
Yeah. It was probably the
75,
early 90s.
85.
Gonna do the math on it right here.
I think you're about right. By the name
Yeah.
is about right. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, it would be around 1993 that you first started using it. Now, did you stop at a certain point? When was the last time that you ever used hair relaxer?
Was the last time I used it?
Yes.
Ooh, last time I stopped using that stuff, few years ago.
About 3 years ago, you said?
I say like a few years ago.
Okay. Or was it around the pandemic or after the pandemic?
So you can't, yes, I can't, you got me thinking
Yeah.
now.
Yeah,
You got me, you say, I'm trying to think, like, probably before the pandemic, so probably before the before
the
pandemic,
2019, 2018.
Yeah, probably like before the pandemic.
Okay.
We won't be too much going by that time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be super accurate, but just a general. So is
okay.
It okay if I put 2019 or 2018, whichever you feel more comfortable with?
I mean, I don't know, probably about 19. We'll say 19.
Okay, got it. So 2019.
We'll take 19.
Was there a particular reason that you stopped?
Stop using it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
No. Well, because he had like some side effects from it.
Okay, got it. I'll put down side effects. And how often would you use the product? Would you use it monthly or weekly? I know you said about 6-7 times a year, but was it a monthly basis? Maybe every couple months?
Yes, correct.
Okay, got it. All right, and let me just do the math real quick here. So from 18 to, how old are you now, if I may ask?
49.
49. Okay, so it
looks... Yes, but I mean 48 going on 49, but be 49 next month.
Okay, got it. So it looks like you used them about 26 years consecutively. Okay. Does that sound about right? About 26 years you were using hair relaxer for?
Yeah, what I type of hair, that's what we.
No, I understand.
What I type of hair, we use it to get it straight.
Yeah, and you do have to use it so many different times. I understand the whole basis behind the lawsuit as well. It's really sad to see what have happened with the actual products. And the whole reason why the lawsuit exists is because they label their products as nourishing, or they try to make it really seem like it's going to be helping your hair, or it's going to be natural, all natural, but they use misleading marketing and labeling, so it really looked like a different thing on the outside. They didn't disclose
that
products had these dangerous chemicals in the first place. Would you do
you
the
have to find that.
Yeah. Would you do the treatment yourself, or would you do it in a salon?
No, me, as far as the relaxer, yeah, me, I was doing it myself.
You're doing it yourself. Okay, so you do it
correct.
From home. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And do you by any chance have any receipts or empty bottles for the hair relaxers? It's okay if you don't.
Oh, no, that was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Because when you use them, you discard the rest of it, yeah.
I see. Okay. And do you remember which name brands you used?
Dark and Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Dark and Lovely. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this lawsuit in particular actually aims at every single hair relaxer product. So Dark and Lovely, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, ORS Olive Oil, L'Oreal, all these different ones are getting this lawsuit.
So pretty much all of them ain't no good, really.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put down Dark and Lovely here. And now, just to make sure, did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly? That just means, well, you started when you were 18 and you got diagnosed in 2023. So the answer to that would be yes, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, and did in between the 20-something years that you were using the hair relaxer, did you ever stop in between, or did you always have, basically, you were always using it?
No, there was some daily, there was something I used. I didn't stop.
You never stopped. Okay. All right. And when it comes to your treatment, how did you know that the diagnosis for your cancer had a possible link to the hair relaxers?
Who was that to say that? I think it was my doctor.
Oh, it was your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And was that around the time of your diagnosis?
Correct.
I see. Okay. Got it. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive when you were first diagnosed? I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And you, what was your question you asked me?
What type of treatment did you get when you were first diagnosed?
My treatments, I got what was it? P can't remember. Sorry,
It's
but
okay. No problem. No problem at all.
Stuff like this when you got to remember. So it was the
Chemo.
chemotherapy.
Got it.
See what else? Chemo.
Did you ever have to go through radiation at all?
Radiation? No, I didn't do radiation.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so chemo, I have chemo down here. Give me one second here. Okay, and did you ever have any types of surgery or immunotherapy?
Therapy, yeah, I had chemotherapy.
Just chemotherapy. Okay, I'll just put that down for the time being. And so if you were diagnosed in December 17th, 2023, when were you first treated? Do you remember when you first went through your treatment?
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. I'm just trying to think. First treatment. Lord. I can't recall like on my first treatment. I mean,
That's okay.
trying.
Let me see if I can help. So it was at the end of the year in 2023. So I'd have to assume that it would be in 2024 that you first got treated, unless they just went the next week after the 17th. So it most likely was in 2024 that you really did start getting treated, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't just remember the exact, exact
Yeah.
date.
That's okay. You don't have to remember the exact date. Was it at the beginning of the year in this year?
Probably like in the meet, like yeah, try to say like. I'm trying to think of like. I know, yeah, it was at the beginning. I'm trying to see like,
Yeah.
was it in like in between January to March?
I could take the middle of that, maybe February, if it's possibly in the middle of one of those days. Well, either way, we'll get the medical records and such later down the line here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put February down for the time being, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll put February first so we can try to get smack in the middle of maybe when you did get treated. Was
Okay.
the same doctor that diagnosed you, was that the same doctor that treated you? Or was did you go to someone
Correct.
else?
No, that was the one who treated me.
It was the same doctor. Okay, got it. Let
Yes,
me go ahead
correct.
and copy his name over. Brian Welsh, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your patience, by the way. I know you've probably been on the phone for a while here. Don't want to take too much
No,
up
you're
of your
okay.
holidays.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
Okay. Just one second here. I get his phone number over. There we are. Okay. Now, this is just for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you so much. And are you currently single, married, divorced?
Single.
Single. Okay. Got it. And your first name, I want to make sure I have this spelled correctly. Could you spell it out for me?
JACQUELYN.
Okay, JACQUELYN.
Correct.
Okay. And what's your middle name?
R for Renee.
R for Ray?
Renee.
Oh, Renee. Okay. And can you spell Renee for me?
R-E-N-E-E.
Got it. Okay. R-E-N-E-E. And your last name is Johnson, spelled J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And do you have a suffix for your name at all?
No.
Okay. And what is your social?
451-37.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1513.
1-3. Okay, got it. 451-37-1513.
Correct.
Okay. And do you currently have health insurance?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Perfect. And what is the best email that we can contact you with?
B.
Uh-huh.
O O B double O T A I N Johnson.
Got it.
1975@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, so I have B O O T A I N Boutain Johnson 1975@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Got that down. And for your primary phone number, I have 817-347-0857.
Correct.
817-347-0857. Okay, very good. Got that down. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
It is. Okay, very good. And would you prefer to be contacted through phone calls, through texts, or through emails?
Either or. It doesn't matter. Whichever.
Doesn't matter
prefer.
To you. Okay. Got mm-hmm. it. Okay. We'll go ahead and send you a text then so you can at least know who's going to be contacting you here before you get a phone call. I know sometimes a lot of people get tons of phone calls. what's the best time of day for you?
Well, mornings.
Okay. Mornings work for us as well. Very good. And what is your current full address?
2211 Aspen, Aspen Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75227.
75227. And is this a house or an apartment complex?
It's a house.
It's a house. Got it. All right. And do you have a copy of your medical records? By that, I mean your diagnosis or treatment at home, or is it just in possession of the hospital?
The hospital has it.
The hospital has it. Okay. Got
Correct.
It. Okay. And my last question for you is for an emergency contact. So if we're unable to actually communicate with you, is there anybody mm-hmm. that you trust that we're able to call regarding your case?
Me, I'll be available.
Okay.
Trust no one.
Okay, I understand fully. I'll put that down here. So just you. Okay, got it. All right, now let me go ahead and double check something here. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold just for a quick second here while I get some of this information straightened out, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm back here. Now we should be all set up. So where would you prefer to have documents sent to you? Through your email or your text?
So which one do you think prefer better, the email or you think the
Yeah, I think the email is a better idea actually,
Yes.
because you can have a, you know, everything kind of set in one area and you'll be able to go to it quickly if you need to look over any documents. But I'll
Yes,
send it to
definitely.
both so that you can receive it in both ways, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Got it. And I should be sending these over now. It'll take just a second. Now, these documents, they're going to request your signature and initials. After we get that basically means we'll be able to access your medical records as well as get the claim over to the attorney. And so after you sign these, he should give you a call in the next day or two, so 24 to 48 hours, and your claim should be submitted. He'll just verify all the information we went over, okay?
Okay. I
Okay.
just received it clean, so that means in case the
Yes.
message came.
And let me know if you have any questions as you click through them.
Okay. One, message, voice, document. Okay, message from Malawi. Okay, see you through the document. Okay, agree to the business of the phone.
And I'm still here, by the way, just to let you know.
Okay. I think it's done, right?
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look here. Give me one second. Yes, so everything looks like it's filled out. I'm just going to go over your signatures here. It looks like everything is looking good. All right, perfect. So now the next step, basically this allows the attorney to give you a call in the next couple of days here. So they're going to have a conversation with you. It won't be as long as the phone calls you just got off of, by the way, including this one. It should only be about 5 minutes. But they're going to go through the information, make sure that everything is correct, so that once they submit it, you're all set. And after that, they can communicate with you throughout the claim process. And that's pretty much it. That's all you have to do on your end.
Okay.
Yeah, so just make sure to keep a lookout for that call. I know we're getting really close to Thanksgiving here, so expect it either within today or tomorrow, latest Wednesday. But if they don't give you a call, I'm gonna send you a text over from my personal desk line. So if they don't call you up, just let me know, and then you can just call me, and we'll transfer you directly over to the law firm, okay? Okay, but that's pretty much it, and you're all set after that, okay? Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for your patience.
You too, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays as well. I hope you have a good meal on Thursday.
Okay, you too. Thank
Thank
you
you
for
so
having
much. Bye bye.
me. Okay, bye-bye.